We're holding here in Simon Tof Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. Tof Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. And we're really in the Ramah. So what we're going to do is we're going to read the words of the Mechaber in Tof Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. And then we're going to continue where we left off from now really 2 days ago. The Mechaber says, Adaf She'archim Olov Kol Hashana V'chein Areva She'loshin Ba. We're talking about a board or a bowl that a person needs his dough in the whole year round. Tzrichim hagala. They require hagala. You want to use them, you have to do hagala. You have to purge them, put them in boiling hot water before Pesach. Hagala, the Ramah says, v'leimahani ba'kiluv b'kli umnis. It doesn't help to peel off a layer of it with a tool. Turning the page, v'chein kol davar shetzorech hagala loimahani lekilu klipa. So too, any item that requires hagala, it's not sufficient just to do klipa. V'haminog, this is what we're up to now. V'haminog shaloi lishtamish bePesach ba'areivos v'dapin shaloshin aleihem kol hashana. The Ramah says, is more machmir than the Mechaber. The Ramah says the minig is not to use these bowls or any of these type of utensils that they would use to knead dough in the whole year round. Afilu ayde hagola. Even if you do hagola, the Ramah says you shouldn't use it. V'chein ikar. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. The first line in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Sadi Dalet, on the same page. Shaloi lishtamish v'pesach. You should not use it on Pesach. V'hatam. The reason is lefi shei afshar legardon ulanakoyson yofi yofe. Shelo yishar mashu chametz beizes sedek shenanir el ayin. The Mishnah is explaining the Ramah's strict opinion here is to not to use the bowl or the board because it's not really so possible, says the Mishnah, to clean it so well that you won't leave some chametz cracks in the cracks over there or in the little hard parts to get out. And it's not really visible to the eye, but it's really still there. The same reason where it's difficult to get out the chametz from it, we don't do hagala to barrels. That these barrels held a liquid. Which type of liquid? She'oisin b'medinas Rusia, they made in Russia. Mimei subin, from the liquid of the brand. She'karin borscht. Okay, so it's been around for a while, as we know. Shema nishar bein chametz be'en min asubin, because maybe the subin is one of the grains, which we'll see later on is a chametz like a grain. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that we should not use these barrels because maybe there's some subin, some bran is still stuck in there. Ela imkein, unless echziku bein mayim eizez man tchila mutu lahagila, unless it had some water in it. And it was able to, I guess, loosen it up, and then you'd be able to get out all the item, all the bran inside of it. Then motel hagiloi, you can do hagala, purge it into boiling hot water. Shamayim shesho b'soyche hedichu v'heviru kol chametz hadavuk boy, because the water that was in the barrel, it was this borscht was soaking this borscht that was in there beforehand. Now it was emptied out, and the water was soaking in this barrel. And then any bran that was in there, he dumped it out. And then you can do hagala.
It would dissolve the crust of it.
It would dissolve it, and then I assume we clean it out very well. You want to make sure there's no bran left in there. Then before you do the hagala. Nonetheless, he says you have to go back and clean it well. Koidem hagala before you do hagala. In the brackets, he tells us v'chein kelim shemechzikin b'hem kemach kol hashana, other types of utensils that hold flour a whole year round. Gamke noigin shiloi lahagiloi mitama. Now the same minog is not to use it, shiloi lahagiloi, not even to purge it, for the same reason. That there's a concern that maybe chametz will be stuck there. It's not even so much in the cracks, because we learned earlier, I know I said that, but we learned earlier that any item that has cracks and crevices and holes, we can't use it. So here, it's not just the cracks really, but here the item itself is one shtick, one by definition, it's a whole, it's a chametz container. It holds that flour that we're concerned, you know, I'll clean it out as well as I think it's cleaned out, but nonetheless, there's still chametz there. As opposed to something else which is not by definition a chametz container, chametz is used once in a while, as we'll see later on, so that could be more lenient. So he says further, V'ayin v'chai yadam shekosav, the chai yadam writes, V'zed dafka b'kli shenasa mechaticha achas. This that we're saying that we can put some water in the barrel and we can let it soak and then clean it out well and then do hagola, it's only if this kli, this utensil, is made out of one piece. Mechaticha achas. Aval hasuyim minisarim harbi kekelim shalanu. But the barrels that are made out of many different pieces. The yadua, in such a case, we know shenichnas hazuma bein nesla nesler. That the, see, that's what we're saying. The shmutz goes in between each crack. Right? We'll take the comment in a second. Le'elu le'mahani hagala. Those barrels that are made of different pieces, hagala will not help. Afilu la'achas sheshara b'mayim kama yomim. Vayin l'kaman sif. Even after it's soaked for a few days, it still will not help because of the way it's made of many pieces. Sifkot Sadi Hay. The Ramos said, Shalol Ishtam Shepesach Ba'arevis V'dapin. The dapin are the boards. He says, Afilu V'dam Shaloshna Aleihem Kol Hashana. What happens if you just use this kneading bowl or the boards once in a while? So he says, im leprakim mashim apayiskim danayigin mahagola. So here, like we said a minute ago, that if it's only used once in a while, we see that the payiskim permit one to do hagola with such a board, a kneading board or a kneading bowl. Afilu ayde hagola, Ramah said, it should not be used, if kon sadivav. And after hagola, mesim sadin oimapo lahasik b'nehem. After you did hagola, you take a sheet and you put the sheet in the barrel, or the board. Shori laniach sham afilu matzah chamais. You can even put hot matzah in this basket. Okay, I know. Like to us, we Baruch Hashem are so. Just live in a different society where we take all of these types of all year round utensils, we just lock it up and, you know, forget the combination even. But there was a time when they needed to use the same kalim for that they use all year round, that they needed things for Pesach.
Not that far. My mother did it.
Okay. So it could be people today even still. Okay, but so you're saying you could put down a sheet and then put the matzahs, even if it's hot matzah. Now, if it's cold matzah or a cold item, when we say matzah, we're saying, because this is the quintessential of kosher Pesach. So if it's cold, it's afilu b'loy hagola, it's even permissible without hagola, adei hesek mapa, if you put a sheet underneath it. Avololush aleihem, avdu tzoynin is awesome, but to knead in these bowls, even if it's cold, that is aser. One cannot use these bowls to knead for kosher Pesach foods. The koyach hachimutz shiyesh b'kli lisha hoylech derech hasadin u'machmes ha'isa shaleha. Because the dough has this, the yeast in it, and the agent, this powerful agent of bringing out the taste that's in the bowl, so we don't want to knead actually in the bowl or on this board, then we don't want to reactivate that the koyach hachimutz that's inside of it. Because then you can even go through this sad and through the sheet into the food that's on top. So we don't use it for kneading. Even if you ready the hagala, once you still not use it for kneading. There are those that are right. There are those that are even machmir to say that one should not use these bowls even through the kli mapa, even if it's cold. Sifkot Sadi Zayin. The Ramah said, "Afilu al dei hagola, ve'im hu kli matchis." If it's a metal bowl, the ashulin akoyusa yofe. So until now, we were talking, as Neil pointed out, with a wooden bowl with certain types of wood that can bend a little. Here, we now are saying in Sifkon Sadizayin, we're talking about a metal bowl. If it's a clean matris, metal keli, Dashon HaKoyse Yofi, you could clean it well. Mutter alidei hagala, it's mutter through hagala. If you do hagala, v'yesh machmir gam bazeh, v'ayim be'er locha. There are those who machmir gam bazeh, even in such a case like this. Now, we've come across, since there's a chumrah of chametz, of Pesach, even when sometimes it would not make sense to us initially, why are we being machmir if it's a metal bowl? This is falls under the same category of the chumras that exist specifically by Pesach. Let's continue now with Sif. Did we finish here everything? Yes. Yes, okay. Sif Yud Ches. We're going to start here this morning, the first part of Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber. And then, Mitzvah Shem, next week we will continue with the Ramah. I just wanted to mention, as we are in the middle of this one Sif to another, it's a schus to have my father with us, joining us here in the first Seder this morning. Okay, the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Hanafa, a sieve, a sifter, tsarich ledatik ba me'oid l'nakoyso mipsisei hachomets hanidbok ba, v'nisroch, v'nidbok, v'nikvi harigas hanafa ba'etz sheba. You have a sieve, which they would take flour, and they would put the flour in it, and they want to make sure that there's no pebbles or no other grains that are in the flour. So that's what they would do all year round. They would put the flour through the sieve. This sieve, we're saying here, the sifters had to be very careful. We haven't seen in all of the 17 sifim beforehand such strong words of being so precise to make sure you clean it very well until now. Sarech ledatik b'ma'oid, you have to be very precise to clean it well from any of the psisei hachametz, the pieces of chametz that might be stuck and clinging to this bowl. He continues, Yishashifu Ayisa b'mayim yofe yofe. He continues, you have to scrub it in the water very well, yofe yofe. Uadin l'chol shar kli alisha, so too by any other items, kalim, that are used for kneading, have to be cleaned very well. V'ashishuf b'hem ikar gadol. He tells us a little elbow grease to scrub it. That's very important. Sifkon tzadiches in the Mishneh Berurah. V'yishashifu ha'isa b'mayim, and you should scrub it in the water. La'acha sheniku ha'isam heitev. This is, we're talking now, after you already cleaned it very well. Then, yishashifu ha'isa b'mayim. Then you scrub it in the water. Dimyova yaleha mayim mikoidim, afilo ha'miktsos, because if water, even a little water, comes in contact with this beforehand, even a little, shuv ein lo ta'kono lishtamish bo b'pesach l'kul yama, there's no way to fix it up and to use it according to everyone in Pesach. Sivkan Sadi Tes, L'chol Shar Kli Elisha, one has to make sure to make these kalim that are used for kneading, to clean them out very well. V'oides Hagolo, in regards to Hagolo, Lo'yhiskir B'zeh Sif. What about Hagolo? How come Hagolo is not mentioned here? So he says, the Gevar Be'er Le'el Sif Yud Zayin, we learned earlier, because the Mechaber spoke about it earlier. Now, it's not the Mechaber's fault that we haven't learned Sif Yud Zayin in a few days. But that's what happened, right? But he already discussed it. So Mishneh Berurah is reminding us. In Sif Yud Zayin, this was a quick test. I mean, you did the Chazar, you said yesterday. So you knew this already. So Mishneh Berurah is reminding us that he already discussed. You still have to do Hagolah to it. Here, so what's the chiddush of the Mechaber here? The chiddush is, don't think Hagolah suffices alone by itself. Hagolah is not good by itself. You still have to clean it very well. Inami, another possible approach over here is the Hocha Irish Loshen Ba Rak Leprok. The Minadin Ain Tzarech Hagolah. Over here we're saying, it could be we're talking about a kli, which we only use once in a while. Leprakim, once in a while. Nonetheless, you have to clean it well. Such a kli like this really doesn't need hagola. It wasn't any hot water that came in contact with it. So that's why perhaps you also did not mention hagola in this sif, Yud Ches. Sif Katan Kuf, that's already in the Ramah, so we could still start the Ramah a little. We have little time. The Ramah says like this. V'nago shaloi lishtamesh b'nofa alidei agolo. V'ein l'shanes. The meaning is not to use the sifters even through agolo. V'ein l'shanes, and we should not deviate from this approach. Sifkot and Kuf in the Mishnah Brura on the bottom part of the page. Shaloi lishtamesh b'nofa alidei agolo ritzoloimar. What does this mean? Af alidei shishif agolo. Even if you scrub it well and you did agola, you still should not use it. What's the reason? Because it's still very difficult to clean the holes of the sieve. But the eved, im avav nishtamish ba, what happens if a person went ahead and used it? He used the sieve for his kosher Pesach items. Nishtamish ba Pesach alidei shishuf heitev l'chud. Only through real scrubbing, one can rely on the opinion of the mechaber and the psak of the mechaber. The sviur lei, the shivshuf lechud sagi, that a shivshuf alone is sufficient. Vein l'shanas sif katan kuf aleph, which one should not deviate from this minhag of not using these kelim. Elat sarich liknois nafe chadasha. You have to go buy a new one. Vim einai might say liknois chadasha, and what happens if you can't buy a new one? So then, are you able to use the mechaber's approach? Says the Mishnah Brura, "Mutav shaloi l'rakei d'kemach klal." Better not to sift the flour at all. Achein im nimsa gargerei chita b'kemach. However, if you find a grain of wheat in this flour, im kein im yimsa isom b'pesach b'matzah uvushelas yasar, and if this would have been found in a cooked matzah on Pesach. Besides, you might have to visit the dentist. It would also aser the food. It could be lenient, says the Mishnah Brura, to scrub it well and then do hagola. And then it's like chalita. What is chalita? Chalita is boiling the grain and not letting it rise, so it's not really going to be it's a lower level. It's not as severe. We want to perhaps take care of like this. We'll see chalit later on in the next few simon in Mitzvah Shem. Im iyasher lenakoysav ein loy nafa. What happens if you cannot clean it? If ein loy nafa, he doesn't have a sieve. Azai yishmor shelo yoychal hamatzas kim yaveshim. Make sure. Here we see a discussion about gerochs, right? Here you see, he says, only by these, at least we say for now, these matzahs you should eat dry. The other matzahs, he's not saying you can't dip in your soup, right? He's saying eat this dry. Don't put these type of matzahs, because he doesn't have a sieve in it. This matzahs is not made with a sieve, and don't put it in any liquid. We'll just conclude here for today with this. The Mishnah concludes over here that if water came in contact with this sieve, then there's no way of using it on Pesach, even according to the more lenient opinion of the Mechaber. If a person baked, if he's nipu kemach the Pesach, baked with the flour of kosher Pesach flour, benofa sheba alei mayim, with the sieve that came in contact with some water, achar Pesach shel shana shavra, after Pesach from the previous year, mutter b'di'eved eshuv havichametz nuksha batal b'shisha. It's mutter in the b'di'eved if it was done the shuv, because then it's havichametz nuksha batal b'shisha. What's chametz nuksha? We discussed chametz nuksha as a couple different definitions. One is it's not chametz that it's really fermented properly. It didn't turn to real chametz. It didn't finalize its stage of chametz. That's one type of chametz nuksha. Another chametz nuksha is just it's an edible. It's not a glue. Might be another example of chametz nuksha, which we learned earlier. It's what's glue made out of, right? Neil, if you want to make homemade glue, what are you going to use? Flour and water. Right? Glue, right? Like they make in the kindergartens, right? Right? So... Right, so that's no one's sitting down besides a little 3-year-old and eating glue, so that's also chametz nuksha. So we're saying if you have some chametz, that some liquid that it came in contact with this bowl that had a little of the flour on it from the year before, it's not a real chametz, and therefore, he said, just conclude here, mikomokim im nipu kemach v'pesach v'nofesh shabal le'amayim achar pesach shoshana shavra muta b'dyeved shuv havei chametz nuksha obad v'shish. It's only chametz nuksha, so it's bottle b'shish. Just to conclude with the quick summary, like we'd like to do, we started with the mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin, and the mechaber, he told us that the kneading board and bowl that one uses a whole year round, one requires to do hagala to this in order to use it on Pesach. However, the Ramah said, Ramah told us as well, that any item that requires hagala, one cannot just shave it down, because the actual tam gets inside the kishkas of the keli, so we have to do hagala to it. And then the Ramah told us, still in Sif Yud Zayin, that the minig really is not to use these kneading bowls at all. We saw in the Mishnah Brura, because it's difficult, really difficult to clean it out well. And then we said the similar concept with the sieves, the sifters in Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber said one has to clean it very extremely well before one uses it. And then in the Ramah, he told us that Nagu Shalodish Tamish Benofa, even if you do Hagala, one should not use it. So he's more Machmir. Mr. Shem will pick up with Sif Yud Ches next week. Thank you.